Congratulations, Bree. So, how does it feel?
Yeah, look, it's a massive honour and a privilege to obviously be named captain, and I'm really, really excited for the season coming ahead, and with the girls, hopefully it will be a really successful one for us.
What do you think you'll bring to the job of being captain?
Look, to be honest, I probably will go about it like I have previous year, and just be myself. I think you know, all three of us show real authenticity when we lead, and it's nothing I don't think I'll do differently. I'll just, you know, sort of try and help marshal the troops on field. That's probably one of my strengths, is when we run out on into game day, and just really get behind the girls and make sure they feel supported.
What did you learn from Lauren last year, and what do you think you'll learn?
Loz is an incredible leader, and last year, yeah, I learnt numerous things, you know, working alongside Loz, and one thing for me is Loz is just such a cool, calm head, and I know whenever I feel a little bit nervous, I'll tend to sort of hover around Loz, so she's, you know, around that sort of front, she's really taught me a lot, and I'll continue to hopefully learn, and I know I will learn from Loz, and definitely continue to lean on her in the 2018 season.
And Lauren, how do you feel handing over the captaincy?
Yeah, well, I mean, Bree's 23 now, so it's tomorrow. it's pretty exciting, really. We've got Cez is 22, and Bree being 23 is really exciting for them to continue to develop their leadership. And I know how special the captaincy is, and I'm really excited to support both of these girls with that.
So a couple of big recruits as well, Taylor Harris and Nicola Stevens coming in. How do you think you guys are shaping up?
Yeah, look, the girls are doing really well, and they've slotted in seamlessly. They're training really well on the track, and we're all just ready to go for round one. I think as a group, it's really united, and the girls are ready for that challenge.
Does it feel like things have changed in terms of this time last year? It was probably just keen to play, but now keen to win.
Look, I think there's a really good urgency about the group to get out there as well. But I think, if anything, we've developed on last year, and we've learnt some new things going out of that first season. And I think we're all ready to hit the track and hit it harder than we have before.
What have you learned?
That's a good question. No, look, I think as coming in from last year, I think that it was all that new development stage, and I think as a group we're all we know how to sort of hit that track a little bit harder, and those key areas to focus on as a group, and making sure that we do get out there and do what we need to do to get the job done.
And will you throw your twin a few responsibilities?
Yeah, I'll make sure that she's looked after, don't you worry. No, she's had a rough track leading up to this point now, but she'll be ready to go, and I'm just excited to see her out there and play alongside her and see what she can do for us in 2018.
And I was going to ask just about the change in rules and last touch. How do you think that'll affect the game?
I think the idea of it really is to speed up the game and decrease congestion. So you've seen all the stoppage statistics and how much more there is in AFLW compared to AFL men. So I think if any game's faster and more high scoring, doesn't matter whether it's AFL or any sport, people enjoy watching it. And we know to increase the marketability in our product, and also the enjoyment of when we play, we want to be scoring more. So it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out, but it'll definitely speed up the games and increase scoring.
And what's the feel you get in terms of the momentum, obviously out of Salak Crowd this time last year for the first game? Do you feel like the enthusiasm is just as strong?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone I've spoken to has been really positive about, you know, obviously last year, and then going into this year, they're really pumped and excited to sort of get around to the first game. So, I mean, we'd love to have the same sort of turnout as last year, and it'll be interesting to see sort of how it goes. But, yeah, definitely, and hoping it'll be the same sort of thing as last year, yeah.
And last one, the premiership chances for Carl this year?
Yeah, look, it's probably a bit early, but we're definitely going to take sort of each week and each game in our stride, and I mean, ideally everyone would love to be in the Premiership, so hopefully we can make it down to that track, yeah.